This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Toll free, join us here on the radio waves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype username lrn.fm. I got a notice, I think it was late yesterday, no, I guess earlier this weekend, from Shahan Q, who longtime listeners of the show may remember as the founder of ZenMagnets.com.
Yeah, this is the company that the, Computer Product Safety Commission?
Consumer Product Safety.
That's what I said.
You said computer.
I thought I said consumer.
I'm sorry you did not.
All right. Decided that that their little bitty magnets were more dangerous than, were too dangerous basically for people to have.
Correct.
These were products that were labeled for adults on them, and they said it's just too much. People can swallow them and die. Of course, more people swallow balloons and die each year, but balloons, well, that's okay.
He was the only company that stayed at it after the CPSC yep. came down with their ruling saying these little magnets, if you're watching us on the cams, you'll see us playing with them frequently here in the studio.
They are fun things to play with.
They're great little kind of like fidget things, like office fidget play things.
Do have a fidget spinner, too.
You can. Well, that's your fidget spinner, but people seem to like it.
Yeah, people play with it.
I think these are way more fun. They're way more like creative. You can do things. You can build things out of them. The ones you're holding were the old brand called Bucky Balls. They went quickly out of business after the CPSC targeted all of these companies. Zen Magnets was the only one that stuck through it. They lawyered up. They fought this thing. And according to Shahan Q., earlier this year, it was late last year, they won an administrative victory in this whole process. So they were ordered to stop selling the magnets while this process of administration and appeals and all that went through. And they finally did win late last year. They put their magnets back up for sale at ZenMagnets.com. But unfortunately, this weekend, he sent out a notice to the email list saying that in September, the CPSC will be issuing a stop sale to Zen Magnets alone. So they are now liquidating and fire sailing.
Didn't they win the court case?
I don't think it was a court case, but they did win at the last level. I can pull up exactly what that was. But liquidation fire sale has begun now. We may not be around for the holidays. This is not a drill. He says, 2 years ago, we miraculously beat the magnet ban when all others fled or fell.
Mm-hmm.
He was the last company standing. But somehow, one branch of the U.S. federal government seems to have a grudge against us and wants to make a point of our destruction. Maybe it's because we were the first in 32 years to overturn one of their rules in court. Or maybe it's because we were the first in two decades to defeat them in administrative court. Can you believe that?
I guess I can.
The first time in basically like the most recent history of this Consumer Products Safety Commission, they beat them. Now the CPSC is coming at them, even though, as he points out later in this email, other companies are in business now. So once the ban was lifted, everybody else jumped back into the playground, right? All right, game on. Let's start selling these magnetic balls again. So he's one of a myriad of companies, again, that's selling these things, but they're only coming after Zen Magnets to try to continue to shut them down.
He said, can't he just sell his balls to another company and then get back in business?
You mean like regenerate a new company from scratch, sure. That kind of thing? Who knows? I don't know what options he's considering, but he says that the CPSC is going to appeal our administrative victory, and since they get to, yes, that's right, appeal to themselves, yes, the very people who decided to sue for a recall, they will predictably agree that they were right the whole time and then force us to stop selling. He says, we never fully recovered from the 2015-2016 ban after fighting over a year without much of an income.
Right.
Imagine wrestling a giant while being held underwater. To subsist, we downsized from a big warehouse to a personal bedroom. By the time the victory came through in November of 2016, Zen Magnets was on the floor, face flushed purple from suffocation. Reviving a broken supply chain was difficult, but we proudly affirmed that the quality of Zen Magnets that are currently available are equal to, if not better than, what they were in years past. So he says...
Right, so this guy basically makes it safe in America to sell little magnetic balls, and the bureaucracy must crucify him in order to save face.
Exactly right.
Just, ladies and gentlemen, this is how government works. I know you think it's going to be just pure and righteous when it takes on things like healthcare, but it's not. It's going to be just like this, because this is the way it works every time. Yeah, this is vindictiveness, and when you give vindictiveness a monopoly, there's no getting away from it.
He says if an injunctive stay is denied and we aren't able to sell Zen Magnets this holiday season, that will probably be the end of our story. So they are going to try to request injunctive stay, which would allow them to continue selling until they manage to get through the hearing, at least. He says it's a story which has already lasted longer than we expected. Don't feel sad for us. We've accomplished more than anybody had expected. Plus, we'll have more time to ski and jump on trampolines and ride motorcycles to the liquor gun store. America, he says. Ironically, the only magnet company that the CPSC is targeting right now is the one with the strongest warnings. That's Zen Magnets. Ever since we beat the ban, he says, magnet spheres have been available again from thousands of sellers online in the U.S. And since the CPSC doesn't seem to be enforcing the existing magnet safety laws, so even if Zen Magnets does cease to exist, you can probably depend on low-quality, high-powered magnets with no warnings whatsoever flooded all over Amazon and other markets. And then he actually links over to a piece from Nancy Lord. This is a former commissioner. From the CPSC and her opinions about what's going on there. So entitled Fighting the Magnet War, she says, this morning I watched the oral arguments before the CPSC. This was written a couple months ago. In the staff appeal of the ALJ's decision in the Zen Magnets case. She says, I felt as if I was watching World War I trench warfare in modern dress. And like trench warfare, where the combatants refused to give an inch, insisting on holding their positions, what we saw this morning was both wasteful and futile, made worse by a predetermined outcome. To recap, this morning's exercise was the latest in the long-running battle between the CPSC and Zen Magnets, which sells small rare earth magnets, or SREMs. The agency argues that the magnets are defective because small children can ingest them with resulting severe injuries, which, by the way, none of the children who have actually ingested the magnets over time, it's a very small number of them, but none of them ingested Zen Magnets products. There are warnings all over these products. If an adult were to give them to a child...
They can't say they weren't warned.
Correct.
But, you know, I mean, that's to some extent it's luck, but it's true.
It's true.
These other companies... They may, you know, people ate their magnets, whatever, but not Zen Magnets. And, I mean, this is, to some extent, this is life, right? Like, would you like to live in an America without balloons? Because balloons killed far more people in the same amount of time than these little bitty magnets.
You better believe it. How about pools? Swimming pools?
Yeah, swimming pools. You want to live in an America without a swimming pool?
Right. That's because that's what we're talking about here. If there is a product that is somehow dangerous to someone that it should be banned, that seems to be the CPSC's belief here.
Mm.
And it's sad. It has nothing to do with freedom or the freedom to take risks and choose. Anyway, she says that in addition, the agency argues the magnets are toys and violate the toy safety standard, which prescribes how powerful magnets that are used in toys can be. The agency brought an administrative action to recall the magnets, but the administrative law judge who heard the case didn't buy the CPSC arguments. Instead, he found that the magnets were not defective when accompanied with proper warnings and age restrictions that the toy standard does not apply to such magnets. If you say that this is not a toy, it's a, you know, office product, and, you know, buying this, you have to be an adult to purchase it, it's clearly not a toy. The agency, according to the story here, their staff, does not accept this determination and instead has appealed it to the commission, the very same body that voted to bring the action in the first place. I've not found even one person who believes that a majority of the commissioners will not vote to overturn the decision and order a recall. At that point, the order will be the final agency action and ripe for judicial review. But, of course, if Zen Magnus is out of money at that point, if they've completely been tapped out because they have no way to actually sell their product and they've had to pay all these attorney's fees over time, is there going to be a judicial review? Will Zen Magnus be able to take this all the way? It sounds like Shahan's feeling a little defeated at this point. We'll tell you a little bit more here. You can share your thoughts. The clearance sale is on over at ZenMagnus.com and their NeoBall site as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, Johnny Ray's going to tell us about a New York government worker who was fired after coming out and admitting that he barely works anyway. So we'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Also, I do want to let you know about our satellite Patreon. You can go to fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. You can watch a three-minute video there that'll tell you all about our satellite channels for lrn.fm, which is our little internet network. It's on satellite over sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America, two different satellites. It's 24/7 liberty-oriented audio content beamed into who knows how many homes. We know folks over in Africa have been listening to us. They've reached out to us to let us know, which is awesome. If you think that it's cool that the ideas of liberty are getting out beyond just the United States, then we would appreciate your help. The Patreon is $2 a month. So head over there and learn more about it over at fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. We're talking about the fight, the ongoing battle between Zen Magnets and the Consumer Product Safety Commission, CPSC. This has been going on now for years. We met Shahan Q, the owner of Zen Magnets, back in, what was it, 2012, I think?
2013, I think.
Was it 2013? Well, we went to our very first Bitcoin conference.
Bitcoin 2013.
And he was walking around with a...
Do you don't see that burn there, Johnny Ray? I mean, for God's sake, a laugh track or something?
What's the burn?
It was the conference was called Bitcoin 2013. You're like, when did we meet in Bitcoin 2012?
I don't remember what the damn conference was called.
Go right ahead.
I couldn't even tell you what city it was, San Jose or San something in California. We were somewhere in California.
If you are in California, you're in San something.
Yeah. So anyway, we met him there, and we actually had him on the show, and he was selling at in simpler times when he hadn't been attacked by the CPSC. He was just guy selling magnets to folks, and they were cool back then, and they're still cool today. The clearance is on, though, unfortunately, because he's not sure if they're going to still be in business after the next round of attacks coming from the CPSC, where according to a former commissioner, NancyNord.net, she's writing about the agency, which is going to appeal an administrative failure. So they failed to prevail in front of an administrative judge. He voted against the CPSC's rulings to restrict these magnets, finding that, as long as there's warnings there, nobody's going to confuse these for something that should be given to small children. If parents are being responsible with these magnets, they will not give them to small children. So the children will not eat the magnets, and they will not have their intestines pinched together by magnets eaten at two different times.
My child grew up in a home with Zen magnets.
Is he okay?
It's just fine. He likes playing with them.
Okay, good. What was the age at which he was allowed to play with his Zen magnets?
He could play with them in front of me, I guess at probably about, five or six. And that's
old enough to understand you don't put it in your mouth, right?
Right.
Okay.
He wasn't much of a mouth putter anyway.
Gotcha.
So, some kids, you can't keep things out of their mouths, but in this case, he just wasn't as likely to do that. But really, our problem is, at this point, getting him to put the right things in his mouth. He doesn't want to eat things that he doesn't want to eat.
What does he not like to eat?
Pretty much like every kid, he likes his stuff sort of separate on the plate. Doesn't like to touch each other, and if it's new, it's bad. Anything he hasn't heard of, it's bad.
Sounds like daddy.
At least I can figure out the things that I would like or wouldn't like. What's hilarious is he won't even try some new dessert.
Wow.
Because he doesn't trust you.
Some desserts are very sketchy, like your your tiramisu kind of jellied things.
Yeah, yeah.
They're scary to look at sometimes.
Yeah.
They end up, I wish I had one in front of me right now.
Tiramisu?
Yeah.
The administrative law judge, this is again a former commissioner commenting here on what's going on with Zen Magnets being under attack by the CPSC. She says their decision at the administrative law judge level, which again he ruled in favor of Zen Magnets, is not the only skirmish on this subject that the agency has lost. At the end of the last year, the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a federal safety standard issued by the commission, which effectively banned the sale of SREMs, which are the magnets, by restricting the permissible strength and size of the magnets. The court found that the agency failed to properly address the degree of the risk posed by the product and also the utility of the product. As a result of these shortcomings, the court overturned the rule. A majority of the commissioners have now voted to repropose that rule to correct the deficiencies identified by the court. In other words, beef up the record, but still ban the product. Today's hearing covered a lot of ground. For example, even though the agency put incident data into the administrative record, the staff sidestepped shortcomings found in the data, since the incidents could not be attributed to Zen. Remember, none of the kids who had something bad happen to them had actually eaten Zen magnets,
right?
Indicating that no injuries or incidents are needed to support a defect finding. There was a great deal of discussion about the role of consumer misuse and the adequacy of warnings and labels. The commission asked about the applicability of the toy standard to a general use product. While all this may be interesting to students of martial arts or administrative law, what should be of concern is that the consumer safety has gotten lost in these protracted battles, and this must be laid at the doorstep of the agency. Putting Zen magnets out of business, which seems to be the objective of this exercise, will not stop SRAMs from getting into the hands of consumers. By shutting down the remaining U.S. company that has aggressive warnings and marketing practices that minimize children's exposure to the product, the agency is now leaving the field open to the many other companies based outside of the U.S. that are now selling the product without any warnings and without any interference from the CPSC. If the agency had spent the resources that it has devoted to this case to looking at what is now going on in the market rather than seeking to stop the leading proponent of safe and responsible magnet use and who is seeking to bring better safety awareness to the industry, it would be fulfilling its safety mission. If the agency had accepted the many offers that have been made to educate the public on magnet safety, it would be fulfilling its safety mission. Instead, it just feels like the agency is fighting a grudge match.
Yeah.
What a waste, she says. Now, of course, I'm against the Consumer Product Safety Commission entirely. I don't think that we need to have a government agency like that at all. I think the market is fine at policing itself. Let's let the market handle these things. But as long as it's going to exist, this particular commissioner is right. They are going about it in the completely bass-ackwards, power-mongering, you know, total control, sicko way.
Yeah, they're proving the libertarians right.
That's right.
That if you give power to people to ban toys, those people will use that power to reward their friends
and punish their,
enemies. At this point, Shahan Q, the guy who runs Zen Magnets, has fought the battle for years.
He is their enemy.
Against the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and he won. And now they're attempting to shut his business down. All these other magnet producers have rushed into the marketplace. Yep. This guy's business has been all but destroyed up to this point. And now, rather than letting him build a new business, he basically has to shut it down, is what they say. You dared fight us.
Mm-hmm.
You,
we'll show you
dared defeat us. You're the first one in four decades to defeat us. We will have your head,
that's
Q.
Right.
We will have it. And they're going to get it. Because they're the government. They're using your tax money to fight a grudge against this guy over little round magnets. And what are you worried about? You're worried about Confederate statues. You've got the government you deserve, America, and your government sucks.
It's true. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. I mean, there's not even anybody out there that could possibly agree with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Nobody sane could say that these things should be banned. They're so much fun. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape Smoke Hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Don't forget, if you want to help Free Talk Live out and get the stuff that you're looking to buy, you can do that through shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, UK, Amazon Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you, you get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the purchase. So thank you in advance for doing that. It makes a big difference for us. You get the same great prices and same great shipping deals that you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. And we're talking about doing a little bit of shopping over at ZenMagnus.com. They used to be a sponsor of Free Talk Live once upon a time, back when they actually had a little bit of money to spend and they weren't having to spend it all on attorneys to defend themselves against the attack of the federal government's CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, that has been trying to ruin this man's business, which makes those wonderful little magnetic balls, as they are called, SREMs, which stands for Small Rare Earth Magnets.
Yeah.
And the CPSC was defeated at an administrative law judge level with these Zen Magnets, you know, continuing to fight for their business. They didn't just fold and go out of business like every other magnet company did when the CPSC tried to crack down on them. Zen Magnets fought it. You know, they poured all their resources into this thing. They, for a period of time, had to stop selling the magnets. They were then, once they were victorious at the administrative law judge level, they then were able to resume selling their magnets. So they've had them up for sale again throughout most of 2017 here. But now,
but they have all kinds of competition because they won the suit, and then their competition just rolls right back in. Hey, let's sell this stuff.
That's right. And even though the competition's back, even though the magnets are back and available online in a variety of different places, the CPSC has decided to appeal the administrative law judge decision and go after specifically Zen Magnets. They aren't targeting any of their competitors who are selling magnets with fewer warnings or no warnings whatsoever. They're targeting Zen Magnets, the only U.S.-based company left, the only one that has serious levels of warnings on their product, and they're trying to put them under the dirt. The last statement here from...
You ever wonder if Shihan Q has ever thought to himself, those darn cheap Chinese imports?
Well, I mean, he's got nice Chinese imports because his are coming from China, too, I believe.
Are his made in China?
Okay. I believe so. He's, you know, he's got connections, so he's got the good quality
indeed
coming out of there.
I'm just teasing.
Because remember, China has had a good quality increase over the last few decades as far as the product levels that can come out of there.
Right.
You still get cheap crap, but there's also some
fate
good stuff.
Fate has really treated him badly in this circumstance, and I feel terrible for him. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, like, what's it like for him?
I'm sure it's very frustrating
to
have his, you know, when you start a company, it's your dream, right? This is the thing that you wanted to do. You saved up enough money.
And this product's really cool.
Yeah. You saved up enough money to get into the thing that you wanted to do the most. Otherwise, you would have done something else.
Right.
So to have that dream ripped from you bit by brutal bit by this government, watching it being stripped away as these just heartless bureaucrats come after you and ruin everything that you've created. I mean, that's got to be absolutely devastating.
I agree with you, but at the same time, humans are as humans are, and I wouldn't be surprised if you hold some level of animosity for these people who see the opportunity, these opportunists who jump right back in and selling magnets after he's done all
the
legwork.
Yep, exactly. So the final statement here from Nancy Nord. She's a former CPSC commissioner, and she is not happy with what she's been seeing. She's been watching from afar, I guess, watching the hearings on this. She says, the futility of the agency's position is also maddening. The magnet recalls that have been done resulted in a dismal return rate. In other words, the public likes the product, not just because it's very cool, but also because it has high utility as an educational, creative, and artistic product. While the agency discounts these uses, the public does not. And what the agency has not done and refuses to do is consider whether there are any ways to reconfigure the packaging, beef up the warnings, put in place marketing restrictions, and engage in education efforts so the public can have access to the product with safety considerations part of the equation. It has done this with other products that present much greater risks to children. Button batteries, for example. However, this would, because you don't want to eat that, kids.
No.
You know, those watch batteries or whatever, those little things?
I had a digital watch with a kite and some clouds on it that I...
As a kid,
that I think I wore in kindergarten or first grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I had to change out the battery in that thing. So, I mean, you know, at what age exactly do these things become dangerous?
Wow, you actually had to change the battery in that thing? After how many years?
I don't know. It was the kind... What's LCD?
LCD.
Is it the that lights up when you push the button?
Most of them had a light in the background, sure.
No, not then I've got it wrong. LED. It was an LED watch.
Huh. That's unusual.
Well, you weren't alive, son.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this watch was...
I was going to say, I've got an LCD watch from when I was a kid, and it's still running. I've never had to change the battery in that thing.
Wow.
Wasn't the Timex Indiglo?
No, this was... I was in kindergarten.
Okay.
This was a watch that lit up like, you know, it was LCD. It had the little lines that lit up as opposed to being sort of dark on a gray background, which is what LED is.
Yep. She says, this would require the agency to get out of the trenches, and this it refuses to do. So the magnet wars continue into the future, and real consumer safety is the main casualty. Well, that's her opinion, but I say the casualty is Shihan Q and Zen Magnets and his company and his dream and these cool little products. What a shame. What a shame to see this continue to happen to him, even after he had such a great victory at the end of the last year. So we'll continue to keep you in the loop as that situation develops.
China produces 95% of the rare earth minerals.
The SRMs?
Yes. Well, I don't know about SRMs, but...
Or magnets. I'm pretty sure most of them are produced over there in China. But, wow, I mean, by the way, I was on the site last night, Zen Magnets. They have their Neo Balls as well, which are a cheaper version of the Zen Magnets. They're painted or whatever, so they've got colors. The Zen Magnets are just like chrome, very polished, very beautiful.
Yeah, they're great.
Magnets. They're more expensive. The Neo Balls kind of do the same thing, but they're not quite as, the quality of the build isn't quite as good as the Zen Magnets. And he talks about the differences on the sites. The Neo Balls are below $20 for a 216 magnet set, so there's a big discount on those right now. I think I got mine for like 17 because I ordered 3 sets of them last night. They're almost sold out, by the way. So if you wanted to get some, there are very few Neo Ball colors remaining. The Zen Magnets, I believe there's some Zen Magnets left, so you can still get these things. These may be
those are what I like. They're just so classic.
They may not be available anymore after the next couple weeks. So if you've been thinking about it, if you've heard us talking about these things for years and you wanted to get a set or get a few sets because they make cool gifts, right? I mean, who wouldn't want to have one of these little Zen Magnet sets in their office? It's so cool.
It's the kind of thing that you don't know you need or
until
don't
you
know
get
you
one.
Want. Yeah,
all you got to do is put it in somebody's hands and they're like, oh yeah, these things are great. So anyway, there's our update, as sad as it is, on Zen Magnets. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Maybe you support the CPSC. I'd love to hear from somebody out there who can try to make an argument as to why these things should be banned. Do you also want to ban balloons and ban swimming pools?
Well, the CPSC isn't trying to ban them.
Ban bathtubs while we're at it, too. Let's ban those. Cause
the CPSC is only trying to ban to go after Zen magnets.
Don't talk about maggots, man. I just had to do a garbage clean out today. Oh, my God.
The joys of being a landlord.
Yeah.
They're the only going after Zen. They're not going after anybody else who's producing these things, so...
All right, so 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, a New York State worker, Johnny Ray, is going to tell us this story. Apparently, he came out and admitted publicly that, well, he doesn't really do any work, but he gets paid to not do anything, and apparently they decided they didn't like that very much. As I understand it, I haven't actually heard the story yet, Johnny Ray.
It was an accident.
He accidentally revealed that information?
Yes.
Oops. And then they decided to terminate his employment. We'll tell you about that, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I mean, he's basically admitting what everybody already knows about bureaucrats. For the most part, they're a bunch of do-nothings, and they get paid to push pencils around all day. Again, that's accepting the ones that actually do stuff, like, the road builder ones, the snowplow ones. Those guys actually do something.
Yeah, God bless those guys.
And they would exist in the marketplace without government. We're coming up here in moments, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portal. affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's time here for you if you want to join us right now. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to send $5 a month into Free Talk Live and help us get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 170 great radio stations from coast to coast today, and we can have more than that. There are hundreds more, potentially, that we could have. It takes marketing budget. It takes the ability to reach out to those stations, to touch base with the program directors, to introduce them to the show, to sell them on it. And that's a time-consuming and money-consuming process. So if you want to help us with that, please join the AMP program. You'll get perks to make it worth your while, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, where you can interact with other amplifiers and Free Talk Live hosts. Lots of people on that group talking about Bitcoin. There's a lot of Bitcoin chatter going on in the group these days, but you can talk about anything in there. It's a cool little feature for the AMP program, nice benefit. So you can get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or even Bitcoin. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Max in South Carolina listening. Where are you, Max? Where are you calling from tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm in West Columbia, man. How are you doing?
Excellent. You must be listening to WQXL. Doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was thinking since we can't seem to vote, these judicial political government people out, because they're not going to cut their own throat, you know, limit their time in office and stuff. But since Donald Trump's trying to drain the swamp, and since he's got these far left wing news media and the Democrats, the socialists, trying to give him a hard time.
Now, when will people know? I mean, you're saying he's trying to drain the swamp. So how long does it take to drain the swamp? And when will people know the swamp has been drained even somewhat?
I'm thinking pass a bill into law, and that will, I'm putting like that movie. They had two movies called The Purge from like 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. about once a year or however long it takes, and straighten some things out. Because even Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage, they're not even going to touch it, something like that. But, you know,
So a limited season on politicians.
Meaning people could kill politicians?
You don't want to say it that way.
No, I'm talking about bosses, you know, wives, husbands, girlfriends.
Oh, the whole deal. The swamp goes pretty deep then.
The whole deal, whatever.
Hold on. Are you saying that the purge should happen only in D.C., or are you saying that everybody should be able to murder people one day a year?
I'm talking about like that. The two movies on TV, you know, just anything goes. We've done that, a civil war and revolution in this country, and this country has paid more taxes than any other country in the nation. And if something's going to kick off, you know, if things don't change. And something needs to be done to rectify the situation.
And just to be clear, what are you calling for? You're calling for a purge.
It's like one day a year
anywhere,
where you can, you know, take out whomever you wish to take out.
Anywhere? You're just talking about anywhere, or are you just talking about in D.C.?
No, I'm not talking about D.C. exclusively. I'm talking about like a TV show, those two movies.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, I haven't seen
it. I just don't know what it's going to solve, particularly when it comes to government.
Yeah, well. I just use that as an example.
He just wants to kill somebody. Get away with it.
No. I'm very intelligent. I work for and with this kind of diverse capacities. I'll leave it at that. But the point I'm trying to convey is, you know, something needs to be done to help our president. And when people say enough, it's going to be more than tearing down statues trying to eliminate the history. You can't eliminate history because people need that history to know what happened. So they can learn from their mistakes.
And you believe that it's going to help the president by allowing people to just kill people and get away with it?
No, don't put words in my mouth. No,
that's why I'm asking you. I'm just trying to clarify.
Okay,
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No,
so wait,
okay,
you,
I appreciate
you're
that.
Not serious, right? I mean, you don't seriously want to have a purge day, do you? this is a joke.
A little bit, but that's just an afterthought. I mean,
because I can understand the frustration. Like, it's hard to change the system, right? It's very, very difficult.
Yeah,
Washington, D.C. isn't going to change anytime soon, but I'm not sure how
that's
nationwide purge is going to do anything about that. I mean, I could see why somebody would be like, purge D.C., anybody in a government building or whatever, but I don't think violence is going to solve the problem anyway, because, again, you're just going to create a vacuum, and the people in search of power, you know, even if there were to be some sort of, you know, purge in D.C., it would just be filled. Those seats of power would just be filled by others who would want to come in, and they would probably be even worse. Max, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. I don't know if we should be
turning. The purge would truly be the Paul Krugman's dream, because imagine the property damage, the loss of life that would occur on that one day.
Mm-hmm.
It'd take that whole year thereafter to recover from that sort of situation where it's like, you know, go do whatever you want and, you know, no consequences kind of situation. Obviously, there would be consequences, because if somebody did something terrible to my wife and child on purge day, it's not like I'm just going to forget about it.
Right.
Oh, whoopsie. You know,
just have to wait till the next purge day.
You know, the cameras and the...
if you're not there.
Yeah, the cameras around the property will still work. The, you know, I'll still know who did it. And, you know, I'll still hunt them down and put their head on a pike. that's a little promise to the whomever it might be, right?
Violence is not going to solve this problem, and violence isn't going to drain the swamp, because that swamp is just going to attract more awful people. Speaking of awful bureaucracy, Johnny Ray, what happened in New York State with this bureaucrat accidentally revealing the truth about his job?
From USAtoday.com and Joseph Spector and Gannett, Albany, New York, a spokesman for the New York court system, who made $172,000 last year,
woo!
Was abruptly fired Thursday after he accidentally called a reporter and was heard telling others that, quote, "I barely show up to work."
So what, he butt-dialed the reporter or something like that?
That's it, exactly. He had, I think he had spoken to the reporter earlier. David B., I'm just going to...
It's a joke.
I'm not going to use his full name because I like this guy. David B., the longtime communications director for the Office of Court Administration, appeared to be sidelined last year when then-Westchester County District Attorney Janet DeFiore was tapped as New York's chief judge, and she brought along her spokesman, her very own spokesman.
So he got replaced by this other judge's spokesbureaucrat, but he was still there.
Yes. He was made redundant.
And he said he barely shows up to work.
Yeah.
That could be interpreted as sometimes he shows up and sometimes he doesn't, or it could be that really all I do to make my paycheck, since they have hired somebody else to do my job, is to show up for work.
Right.
And one does wonder why you're paying somebody who just shows up for work, but, you know, that's kind of how bureaucracies work.
The New York Post reported Wednesday that the paper was questioning Bookstaver about his job responsibilities. All right, I just let his name slip.
Oops.
But the paper was questioning Mr. B about his job responsibilities, and he later butt-dialed a reporter.
Does it actually say that?
Yes.
In the article?
He later, quote, butt-dialed a reporter and, quote, unwittingly left a four-minute voicemail while chatting with at least two other people.
Nosy reporter.
I spoke to the reporter on the record for a while. I said, I'm in a much less visible position. That doesn't mean I'm not doing anything, Bookstaver said, according to the Post. But frankly, look, the bottom line, the story's true. I'm not doing anything. I barely show up to work, and I've been caught.
$170,000 a year to show up barely and do nothing.
And not butt-dial reporters.
That's amazing.
Barely amazing. Nothing.
Roger's in Indiana.
One job.
Listening to WGBF in Evansville. Hello, Roger.
Hey, how you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, on the magnet thing, you said that they're letting defective magnets in, so why aren't they suing them under discrimination under Title 42, 1983, or some other kind of public safety if they're endangering the public by not doing their job?
Well, they've been... Because Sean Q's been in this fight for a very long time, the money's exhausted, and that's
it's going to be hard to find the money to file a countersuit, I would imagine.
Okay, just a suggestion.
All right, thanks for the suggestion, Roger. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. So is there anything else about that story worth sharing, Johnny Ray?
Just that I don't blame Mr. Bookstaver at all.
The bureaucrat.
Yeah, I think that... You know, he's pursuing his own interests, and I blame the people who vote.
What about the people who voted against this judge or whatever that replaced him?
They would have gotten somebody else who didn't do anything for $172,000.
Yes, but they got somebody anyway, whether they voted or not.
Yeah, so they got two.
Should have wasted their time voting. They should have stayed home and played video games and looked at boobies on the internet.
We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's Pool.Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.